here on The Fan. Hope everybody's having a good Thursday, had a good day at work, getting in those cars, going home. Just looking at my email real quickly, Tiki. You know, this is what really angers me about television today and all these TV deals with the football and the basketball and everything else. Peacock raising their prices? How did you get this email?
I did not get it yet.
You know,
I'm sure I have it. I just haven't looked at it yet.
I signed up for the playoff game. I said, all right, I got your programming. I'll keep it around. I like the Ted show, and I've kept it. You know, it's just the principle. $2 doesn't seem like much, but now $5 is going to become $7 or whatever the heck it's going to be for the one with ads.
I don't want to get Peacock!
And who knows how many times, by the way, some of these other streaming services have jacked up their prices and I missed an email.
Right.
This is just nonsense.
Most of the time, I don't think about it, but...
Come on.
Tracy and I did an audit. We realized how much we were spending on all of these things.
It's crazy.
It is insane.
Yeah.
What about Peacock?
You can kind of bundle them, so...
Yeah, it's nuts. And obviously, I still want the regular television. Whatever. That's for neither here nor there. But keep an eye on there. If you're a subscriber, a little price increase coming. And they know they got football games coming again this fall. All right.
Peacock.
Without further ado, it is that time, like it is every day at 5 o'clock for Cinco de Five.
Cinco de Five. Let's celebrate the fun. Tune in to Dolby.
Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel baconator today. Bacon. All right, last night had some time to kill between sets, and then with a little rain delay in the box I was in with some of our buddies, Tiki, for the Foo Fighters. And off of the Olympics about to start in Paris, we had a basketball discussion. And it led to basketball movies. And it led to, hey, you should do a Cinco de Five-O on the best basketball movies of all time.
I don't know if I could name five basketball movies.
All right, well, Tommy's seen a bunch, so I'm going to rattle them off. If you don't remember them, that's totally fine. By the way, Evan would forget half of these anyway, so you can play the role of Evan today.
I mean, if Hoosiers isn't number one, right?
Well, why don't we let the list play out?
All right, let's see.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Blue Chips, Nick Nolte, Shaq, the idea basically a corrupted NCAA coach gets three stars to go there.
Yes.
Very good movie.
It's like, what was the college football one? The Program?
The Program, yes. It's like that for basketball.
For basketball.
Yeah, so very good movie. Any issues there, Loogie?
Love it. Shaq, Niamh Badou, Penny Hardaway also in it. Yes. Had that iconic line, when you were flunking TV, Nick Nolte, peak Nick Nolte.
Yep. Love
it.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Right up your alley, Tiki. Air Bud. A dog dunce.
Oh, my God. A dog dunce.
Wait a minute. Tiki, you feed your dogs omelets all the time?
Yes. But
a dog becomes a basketball player.
CJ is not playing basketball. Like, the absurdity of that.
He's a dog.
But it ended up being a good storyline, a good movie. Like, this dog is the companion. He ends up being a star basketball player.
But think how absurd that is. It's a dog. Playing basketball.
Excuse me?
How does it even
shoot? Is Star Wars not an absurd premise?
Yes, but at least they're humanoid. Doing humanoid things. This is a dog doing humanoid things.
Have you ever had a conversation with your dog, Tiki? You might be being a hypocrite.
Yes.
And does the dog speak to you back?
No, but she listens very nicely.
But is it not a humanoid thing the dog is doing?
Yeah, but she's not shooting a basketball.
So you can believe sci-fi all you want, but a dog playing basketball bothers you? Air Bud was great. Was great. And it led to Air Bud Golden Receiver, the football version.
Oh, God. How
did he's a dog.
How did she even catch it?
In the mouth.
God.
What do you mean? I've seen that dog catch more than Darius Slayton at times. Let's just say. Here we go.
Number three.
Space Jam, but the original. The Michael Jordan version. Iconic. Come on.
No doubt.
Who doesn't stop and watch Space Jam every time it's on? We're all in agreement? Good.
Agreed.
Got to be in the top five list. All
Love
right,
it.
Number two.
Semi-pro with Will Ferrell. Runs an ABA team, plays for them, tries to keep them in the league instead of going to the NBA. It's about that last season in the ABA. And he runs some crazy promotions. He's also a singer. Get the funk out of my face. It was great. You never saw it?
I never saw that one.
Oh, it's one of the great Will Ferrell movies of all time.
This is the problem. So two of the top five I haven't even seen.
Well, you got like flights to every country between here and August. Load up, man. Here we go.
Number one.
I did just picture Tiki on the way to a foreign country watching Air Bud on a plane and people looking over. But
what is wrong with that guy?
Number one, I think, is undeniable. The greatest basketball movie ever. It's The Sixth Man, which you all agreed on last night. Did you ever see The Sixth Man?
No.
So, do you know what The Sixth Man's about?
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Two brothers. I believe the Wayans brothers.
Where's Hoosiers?
Most overrated sports movie of all time.
Why is it overrated?
Gene Hackman, we get it. You did the coach thing again. I didn't. Hoosiers is fine. People go crazy for Hoosiers.
Believe it or not, I'm with you.
It's just you just seen it. Everybody's seen it.
But okay, everybody's seen the 2022 Yankees play. Were they great?
That's not what I'm talking about.
I know that everybody's watching because you feel like it's an obligation to watch it. That doesn't make it great.
It's boring. I don't think
it's boring.
It is boring. Yeah. It's not great. People get nuts that it's not on the list, but it's kind of boring.
The Sixth Man, I'm sure you're already down a rabbit hole. By the way, this was unanimous in the suite last night. We all were talking about this movie. Does he have enough pub? A guy and his brother, I think they might be twins, Tiki, go to the same college, Washington. The brother dies tragically and returns as a ghost to help them to the Final Four, and he is the Sixth Man.
A ghost?
It's with Marlon Wayans. It's not the Wayans brothers, but Marlon.
Okay, Marlon.
Yeah.
Yeah, as a ghost, and he's the sixth man of why, and they get to the Final Four. It is great. They run through that Pac-12 tournament with a ghost as their sixth man.
So nobody can see it.
Yeah, telling you. Go
Teen Wolf technically classifies as a basketball movie.
I'm
just looking at the top
high 25. School Musical also.
According
That's not
to
a basketball
yes,
movie.
According to Esquire, Air Bud is like at the back end. Terrible.
Well, again, this is Sean Cinco.
Can we get into how horrible the list is?
Yeah, it's so bad.
Yeah.
So it's not bad. By the way, this was voted on and stamped approved multiple people.
By three people in a suite.
Right.
Okay, so He Got Game, of course, with Ray Allen, Denzel Washington, needs to be on the list.
That was number six on my list.
White Man Can't Jump with Woody, with Wesley Snipes.
A little overrated, too.
Okay. All right. Above the Rim with Tupac. It's got to be on there.
I never saw Above the Rim.
Dude, that soundtrack is
Don't give me the face. You haven't seen Air Bud and you're giving me the face for
okay,
Above
the Rim versus Air Bud?
I bet you Air Bud is more digital downloads.
You have a basketball movie about a dog and ghosts. Above the Rim is great. I even like the one where Whoopi Goldberg coached the Knicks. What was
Eddie?
Eddie. Yeah.
That was great.
Let me tell you. Eddie's sneaky good. You're right. That's an omission.
Yeah.
Finding Forrester is technically about basketball.
I even liked The Air Up There when I was a kid with Kevin
How
Bacon.
About Uncut Gems?
That's more of a gambling movie than
I agree with Shawnee.
Yeah, I agree. And it was awkward to me.
Speaking of that, would you put basketball as a basketball movie?
No,
because it's a great movie.
It's a different sport. It's basketball.
Well, they invented it based on baseball and basketball.
Yeah,
so
no, it's just basic.
It's not a different sport. It's made up sport.
So look, tonight is a night, no sports, presumably, right? With the WNBA All-Star game this weekend. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the Red Bulls played last night. Mm-hmm. Star Wars night, did they win?
It's just like the game we went to.
Draw.
Frustrating draw.
Frustrating draw. Tonight's a wide open night. I am telling you, if you haven't seen The Sixth Man or Air Bud yet, go do yourself a favor. There's your Thursday night homework.
The Sixth Man was not even on this list that I looked at.
So. It's not on any list.
No.
It's not on any list.
It's on this list,
and semi,
which is the list.
I love Will Ferrell. Semi-Pro is not even in the top five Will Ferrell movies.
Are you kidding me?
Okay, go. You want to go?
Two best Will Ferrell movies?
You just
Semi-Pro mentioned. And Kicking and Screaming.
We just had Jeremy Piven in here. Old
School's great, too. It does not top Kicking and Screaming.
Anchorman
may not make my top five because Step Brothers is in there, Talladega Nights is in there, and Old School's in there.
I don't care. He's not in Wedding Crashers long enough, but if he was, obviously that
kicking
would be up there.
Kicking and Screaming.
Stop it with the soccer movie. I know you're...
You see Kicking and Screaming, Mr. Soccer?
I have seen Kicking and Screaming.
Great movie.
You're Mr. Dad now. All these movies are basically like G-rated. We have
not.
An adult audience here. You have Air Buds, which is a dog movie about like little kids. It's stupid.
You should love it. You love the dog stuff.
No, but not those kind
dog.
Of dogs. That kind of dog.
I
the Knicks dogs,
this.
Not the real
not
dogs.
I never saw Julius Randle play like a dog the way Air Bud did.
He's a dog.
Yep. 888-808-1019. Joe and Manalapan. Joe, what's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you guys about the Cinco de Fivo and all the kids' movies and how is He Got Game not on it?
Yeah, exactly. He Got Game was the...
I don't want...
Loving Basketball was great.
Good one.
This is not a slut on He Got Game because I've watched it and I don't even think it's overrated. I don't like my poetry with my basketball movies.
Oh, come on.
Everything was a soliloquy.
Joe, you're talking about White Men Can't Jump, right?
That's the second one I wanted to bring up. That's a classic, and how do you miss that one? I don't know what's going on.
What do you mean? I didn't miss any. It's a top five list, not a top 10 list, Joe.
Oh, no, but I was thinking top five that you gave was for kids. Just like, what was it, yesterday? You guys were talking about I forgot what the Cinco de Five-O was. You guys were talking about something
too.
Else. It was very,
I don't remember late. Either.
I have no idea what yesterday's Cinco de Five-O was.
Was it ice cream? No, not ice cream. It was...
What was yesterday's Cinco de Five-O? 888-808-1019.
That is bad.
What the heck did we do yesterday, Tiki? I have no idea. Mike in Manhattan. Mike, what's up?
What about Fast Break?
Never heard of it.
I don't know that one either. No.
Gabe Kaplan? Welcome Back, Cotter?
How old is that movie?
Younger than you, Tiki. No, it goes back to the 70s.
That's why I didn't mean it, because I think I'm the only one in this room that was born and living in the 70s.
Yeah, I have a simple rule of thumb on movies. Anything that's faded color / black and white, I'm out on.
I don't know. Sometimes the faded color makes it easy. It makes it easier to watch.
Perfect example. I still, to this day, have never seen Rocky or The Godfather.
Well, so neither were in black and white.
No,
so
but like that
no, he's talking
color,
about like not the crisp cinematography.
I mean, it's not
basically anything starting with the Ghostbusters on. I'm in on.
It's not
like that
blurry.
it is kind of blurry.
It is. It gives me a headache when I watch that on new screens.
No, but
I started Rocky 5 minutes. I'm like, I can't do this.
If you watch it on a streaming service, it's now in high def.
Oh but yeah, they remastered,
it. It gives me a headache when I squint.
Okay. So, Airbuds is a top four.
Stop calling it Airbuds. They're not things you put in your
ears. I don't care what the hell it's called. It's trash.
The dog is named Bud.
And you haven't seen The Godfather Rocky, but you have a movie about a poodle, you know, taking three-pointers.
It's
is
a
one
golden
of your favorite
retriever.
Got it. Okay, great.
And if I was born in 1970, maybe Fast Break would be on there. Not Airbud, but I wasn't. And 37-year-olds agree with me.
Love and Basketball, by the way, is a good call by Tiki. That was a really good one.
Mike in Brooklyn. Mike, what's
Fast
up?
Fast Break.
Hey, guys. So, I'm a little upset with the top five list. I don't know how you guys left off the greatest basketball movie of all time.
Tell
Coach
us.
Carter.
Coach Carter.
Coach Carter should have been on.
Coach
that's
Carter
a good. That's a good omission. Fair.
It's the greatest basketball movie ever. It's an uplifting story. It's real. It's Samuel L. Jackson giving one of the best performances of his career.
Right.
I mean, guys, that's just a no-brainer. I didn't even hear you guys mention it.
Yeah. No, because we forgot it. I completely forgot it. But as soon as you said it, I was like, wait, he's right.
And I want the record to show out there, because I love our WFAN audience and Evan and Tiki. I could scream and yell about Jalen Brunson versus Aaron Judge. You make a list about basketball movies, and what does everybody want to talk about?
Because everybody, it's the best one ever. It's like, it's just your opinion. By the way, the two more recent ones that were really, really good that I did not see, Hustle with Adam Sandler.
I didn't see that one either.
That was good.
It was good, right? The reviews were good. I got to see that. And Air about the Nikes with Jordan.
But
I have not seen
that's
that.
That's not a basketball movie. It's a shoe movie.
I mean, it's Michael Jordan.
It is a basketball movie, and it feels more like a documentary, but it's not because it's an actual movie. But I heard it was great as well. I also didn't see that one. So those are the two I still have to see. I don't know. I just haven't been into watching.
You're more shows than movies.
Yeah, I haven't been into watching sports movies lately. And I don't know why. Maybe because my fandom's more too mature now.
Too mature for sports? See, sports movies are a nice breakup.
No, but I mean, so here's what I get. So when you watch a sports movie, if it's not, if it's not real, like it looks like whoever the actor is playing whatever character he's playing, and he's an athlete, and he's clearly not an athlete.
That bothers you.
I turn it off immediately. It's just kind of like, dude, come on, man.
All right,
I'd rather you go get an athlete who can't act than get me an actor who can't athlete. You know what I mean?
But you're an athlete, so I get that. That to me, that's like when I go to a sandwich shop and I see somebody making a sandwich the wrong way. And I remember my days at Subway, and I'm like, no, you can't do that. I'm not into that.
And that's why He Got Game was so great, because Ray Allen is obviously very credible in that role. And he was pretty solid as an actor. He was all right. He was fine.
Still not better than
Shaq and
but
Penny.
You know what?
And
he acted like an athlete.
Yeah, exactly.
Like he felt authentic.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Chris on the line. Chris, what's up?
What's up, man?
What's going on, guys? First time caller.
I appreciate you, dude.
Sean, that Cinco de Five-O, you had some good ones there, but the last guy brought it up already, Coach Carter. That's got to be on there. I don't know if you've ever seen Hustle, Adam Sandler.
Yeah,
we were just talking
movie,
about
good
it.
Movie, but that's not better than The Sixth Man or Air Bud.
Stop with the six-man and Air Bud.
Watch them. You're like the Chuck E. Cheese doubter, Tiki, that hasn't a Chuck E. Cheese.
I am not ever going to watch Air Bud. I just don't see myself ever saying.
I've seen Air Bud 100 times as a kid, and
Hustle
has got to be above Air Bud.
All right, Chris, before I let you go, you're a Long Island guy. Yay or nay on Chuck E. Cheese pizza?
Say that one more time.
Are you in or out on Chuck E. Cheese pizza as a Long Island guy?
No shot.
You suck.
Can I give another honorable mention? Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Keep going.
Basketball Diaries, which is one of Leonardo DiCaprio's early movies. It's a little heavy, but it's really good.
Never heard of it.
But you heard of Air Buds, the poodle.
Air Buds. Retriever. Nick and Wharton. Nick, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I wanted to give a shout-out real quick to Loogie. I think he's awesome, and I think he definitely is the next generational talent at WFAN.
Wow.
100%.
I hope he is.
Oh no, Sean! 100% he is. You got to give the man credit. I know you get on him sometimes about the Mets and all this stuff, but I think deep down you'll learn to like it.
I'll learn to like Lugauer. I'd hope. We've been attached to the hip for 15 years. go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to get to my point real quick. I got to say, Tiki, you're the man, dude. I grew up watching you. You are a legend, diehard, and you know I appreciate everything you did for the Giants, man. 100%.
Appreciate you. Thank you, dude.
No doubt, man. But listen, Tiki, what are your thoughts on – now, listen, I know a lot of teams are responsible for this. Like, a lot of teams go after, like, old quarterbacks. But what do you think is the attraction with the Jets always going after old quarterbacks that – and then just completely, like, ruining – I wouldn't say ruin their career, but, like, more like – I don't know. Just
yeah. Well, because it's been the challenge with like trying to evaluate that, Nick, and it's a good question. Is it's different regimes, so it's not just one regime, one general manager, one head coach, and continually doing the same things. And I think honestly, it's not having the draft answer for a team that's consistently been in position to draft quarterbacks.
Yeah.
They have not drafted a good quarterback since Chad Pennington.
They haven't even gotten lucky.
Exactly. Yeah. Sometimes you just get lucky. They haven't even gotten lucky. Now, part of that is, I think, the staff that was in place. Because I think Zach Wilson actually had some talent. It was just the circumstances were exactly what you needed.
Classic quarterback that could have been successful if put in the right situation.
It was right, the antithesis of good development. And not of it was their fault, right? Greg Knapp passes away, and so they have a young quarterback. It's just everything that could have gone wrong with Zach Wilson went wrong. But it's been that way year over year over year over year over year. So the only way to combat that is to go get a veteran.
Yeah.
Who you don't have to teach, who you don't have to worry about developing, someone who already knows how to be successful. And that's why, I mean, back in the day, Brett Favre made sense.
Yep.
And it's why right now, with a team that has the ability to win, at least roster-wise on paper, you go get Aaron Rodgers.
And it's also why I don't blame the Jet fans when they go crazy for Aaron Rodgers. I might laugh at it and think you're going to be set up for failure, but I also get it. If you fail that many times in a draft drafting a quarterback, why wouldn't you be more excited to go that alternative route? And it's not like you're going and getting Jameis Winston in that spot. You're getting a known Super Bowl champion,
right,
which they did with Favre as well. Harold in the Bronx. Harold, what's up?
How's it going, guys?
What's
first
up, man?
Time, long time.
Oh, I love that. Appreciate you, man.
You guys are the best.
Thank you,
appreciate
dude.
Harold. What's up?
No, you guys were talking about the basketball movies, and no one mentioned Juana Man, one of the funniest basketball movies out there.
I forgot about Juana Man. Very funny. Good call, Harold. Yeah, that was a good one.
All right, this might boost your list.
All right,
I'm just searched for most underrated basketball movies of all time.
Okay,
and it's 10. So number 10 was More Than a Game. This is more of a documentary.
All right,
Whoopi and Eddie.
Okay,
which was someone brought up. Pistol: The Birth of Legend, which is also more of like a documentary type. Teen Wolf.
Okay.
Was number 7.
I understand that.
I did too. White Men Can't Jump was 6. 5, Slam Dunk Ernest, which I've never heard of.
Ernest?
I don't even know who that is.
Is that part of all the Ernest movies?
Yes. Did
okay. Yes. Oh, my God.
Number 4 is Air Bud.
All right. Told you, it's not a bad movie.
Above the Rim is 3. Space Jam is 2. And number 1, The Sixth Man.
Told you. Bang.
So now I might have to watch The Sixth Man.
Sixth Man is such a good movie.
I might have to watch The Sixth
such
Man.
Such a good movie. It absolutely is the best basketball movie of all time. I guess we'll keep the calls going here. Mike at Oceanside. Mike, what's up?
Hey, I was calling because you guys didn't mention like Mike, bro.
Yeah, that's a little bad. Well, put some Michael Jordan sneakers.
Yeah.
Now, come on. If you have a problem with Air Bud, you're going to put like Mike on the list?
I didn't like Mike.
All right.
I don't want to be a bad guy here. We've mentioned like 40 movies. I love the guy. You didn't mention this one. We've mentioned about 500 movies.
But I didn't realize there were this many basketball movies.
Oh, there's a ton.
The beauty. This is the most reaction we've gotten to a Cinco in a long time, too.
I knew it, too, when I saw the list. I was like, this is... I went up to him beforehand. I go, just give the entire list, and then we'll go from there, because... And by the way, nobody calling to defend Hoosiers, and we both said it stunk.
Yeah.
So not a lot of people calling for Hoosiers.
There's a couple sports movies like that. Baseball-wise, The Natural is one of those movies. You ever actually sit there and watch Natural? The movie's terrible.
No, the one
no,
where...
No, it's not terrible.
Terrible.
I mean, the premise is stupid, but...
And the payoff is stupid. The whole light's getting electrocuted.
Don't you get emotional because of that?
Emotional because of that.
He's achieving. It's only because I love Robert Redford.
You do me a favor.
He's a great actor.
Watch Marley and Me and watch The Natural. You tell me what you get emotional about.
And Field of Dreams is beyond overrated for baseball.
I like it. It's a good father-son tale.
Not a fan. Didn't like it. I think it's overrated. Like I said, football, I can't think of one like overrated.
How many of these movies do you think people in their car are going to go home and watch tonight with no sports?
Any Given Sunday.
No.
Overrated? Any Given Sunday?
Oh, my.
You can go home right now.
Get Lawrence Taylor on the phone right now.
Tell me when you've ever heard of a guy jumping on the top of a SUV and sawing it in half.
All right.
That's the angle?
The parking lot scene? The in-game scenes are powerful. There's an eyeball on the turf in Mexico.
I love Al Pacino.
Or Dallas, where was it?
He's the most unbelievable actor, Al Pacino. His locker room speech is not like anything I've ever heard.
You know how many times I've played that speech driving to the gym?
And you believe it?
It fires me up.
You think that's what happens in a professional locker room?
Nobody's done in a stronger 36 minutes on an elliptical like me after that speech.
What about the speech from Jim Brown when he's like, we got a third string quarterback that ain't going to produce blank. Cherubini would have fought the bench. What's next, Stigmata?
That's all-timer.
All-timer. LT is amazing in that.
I'll take
so
Al Pacino managing the Yankees today with that kind of fire. 888-808-1019. I'll tell you somebody who doesn't believe in the Yankees, and he's a legend. We'll hear from him next. As Loogie tries to get in a read, it is Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. Evan and Tiki on The Fan. Sean Morash, Tiki Barber here. I'm going to get to... I'm sour on Derek Jeter right now, and I'm going to get to that audio in just a second. But a little closing thought. We can still take your calls. We have not done a more reactionary Cinco de Fivo list, I think, in the history of Cinco de Fivo than listing the top five basketball movies of all time. I mean, everybody's chimed in. And it's led to a greater discussion. Our boss, Ryan Hurley, has chimed in. He can't believe, by the way, he thinks Hoosiers is great.
It's awful.
He can't believe we rained on The Natural, which is a baseball movie. Then Connor Green, who's working on the show, tells us the ending scene with the baseball shining lights, one of those powerful scenes in the history of film.
It's got to be like a top 10 scene in the history of movies.
The idea that is like Jack letting go in Titanic. You could go scratch
it. Jack letting go in Titanic is a terrible scene.
Sean, what happened?
With that?
Yeah, explain it. What happened?
So a wound that never healed from Robert Redford getting shot in the worst shooting scene I've ever seen in a movie has bothered him. He's got one more magical hit in him. He hits with his stupid magical bat a home run into the tower, I presume is like the Polo Grounds. The lights shatter. The whole building's electrocuted. He's bleeding, rounding the bases. And it was like how far he'd come on his dream to basically die after that home run.
All right. Connor, he just proved your point. He hates the movie, and nobody will ever forget that scene. Ever. He proved
you
your point.
You can't even forget that
you
scene.
You hate the movie,
because the
and
scene,
you can't stop thinking
it.
About that scene.
If I was off air and with friends around the fire.
It lives in your mind.
It's cheesy. That was just. It
doesn't
that.
Matter if it's cheesy.
Yeah,
you
sure
remember
it. Tiki.
And every kid that saw that movie, because I saw it when I was, came out in the 80s sometime, so I was probably like 12.
That doesn't equate, though. I'll never forget Eli Manning throwing like four interceptions on Thanksgiving weekend versus the Vikings. Is that one of the greatest games of all time?
No, but that's not a movie. It's not a movie.
I'm sorry. You guys
if it's
are
a
nuts.
Terrible movie, you forget it.
Tonight?
What happens in Hoosiers?
What, Gene Hackman does the Gene Hackman coaching thing?
Yeah, what happens?
I forgot.
Yeah. Exactly. That's my point. It's a terrible movie that you hate and you've forgotten it. You remember exactly what happened in The Natural. Exactly.
What happened at the end of Air Bud that you love so much? What happened at the end of Air Bud?
Every kid's dream came true. A dog came to life and played basketball.
Yeah, but what actually happened? Who beat who?
I don't remember.
What was that state?
I don't remember.
But you remember The Natural ending, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was naturally
very interesting.
Terrible.
It wasn't very interesting. Terrible.
It was epic.
You have carloads of people going home on a night with no sports. How many of them you think are watching The Natural tonight?
I bet a lot of them that do will go to bed feeling really good about themselves.
We don't have a single listener that will watch.
In fact, I'm going to watch The Natural.
No, you're not.
I promise you, I am watching The Natural.
You're going to go home, and there's no way your wife's going to be like, "This is what we're watching." That you are so full of it. You're not watching it tonight.
I will watch The Natural. We've watched too much Golden Girls. We even watched the Golden Palace last night.
So you're going to put your foot down and say,
"We're watching The Natural."
We're watching The Natural.
Yeah, tonight? It was a spinoff without B. Arthur. It was bad. Don Cheadle was the hotel owner. There's a kid in it as well. It's just without B. Sarcasm, it's not the same.
That's fine. Well, I'm watching.
We tried it last night. It lasted about 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
We're watching The Natural.
Yeah. Okay. I want to see a picture of
just
you.
Just to spite you.
Okay. Spite me. And then come back to me with a full book review tomorrow. Go down your rabbit hole. 888-808-1019. All right. We'll continue to take your calls. I just wanted to play this audio. I wanted to get to it here. Derek Jeter on what has become a homer broadcast on Fox Pro Red Sox. David Ortiz is so with the pom-poms, this, that, and the other. Mm-hmm. They are polled ahead of the All-Star game, Tiki, this panel. Ortiz, A-Rod, and Jeter, who they think at the All-Star break is going to the World Series. Derek Jeter, Mr. Yankee, is asked who he thinks is going to the World Series. And Connor, do we have his response?
This is difficult because a lot of teams change once you get to the trade deadline. But I think as it sits now, the Philadelphia Phillies are the best team in baseball, in my opinion. I think the Phillies go to the World Series. And I think they're going to be facing the Baltimore Orioles. And the reason why I say that is the Orioles minor league system is stacked. And they're the team that's in the best position at the trade deadline. So I think Baltimore goes to the World Series. Ultimately, Phillies win.
Not so fast, Captain. This is Base KB on Brian Cashman having a huge trade deadline moment. Mm-hmm. Maybe a big move or two, Poppy. And what I like is, if he does, I like the Yankees winning over the Dodgers in a rematch of the 81 World Series in seven. Yankees in seven over the Dodgers.
Hmm.
So that last voice was Alex Rodriguez.
Yes.
Tiki Barber, you want to tilt your head to the left and tell me what you see hanging in our studio?
That is A-Rod Day, February 16th, 2024, with the big number 13, retired. Number 13 will never be worn at WFAN studios ever again.
So I understand, as a television analyst, of which you are, Tiki, with the NFL, that there needs to be some professionalism. But the Fox pregame show has opened itself up to being so dorky homerism to the point you like it. It is what it is. David Ortiz waves the Red Sox pom-poms.
You'd rather that.
I'd rather it. It's funny. They're having fun. A-Rod plays the Yankee card back, and they've inserted Derek Jeter, who I think has done a good job there. The problem I have, let Sean Morash doubt the Yankees winning the World Series as a Yankee fan. Let Keith McPherson and Big Mac debate whether they think the team will win the World Series. The greatest Yankee of our lifetimes and our generation is going to get on a microphone on a national audience
and pick the Orioles.
And pick our rival in the division to win the World Series or go to the World Series.
You know what? You know what he did wrong there? He was too, like, rational about
it. That's not the time to be rational. And if you don't want to pick the Yankees because you don't believe in them, or maybe you have some kind of hidden agenda, you can't pick the Orioles.
I agree.
Give me like a Mariner or Cleveland
answer.
He's
too rational.
Go off the wall. He rationalized so much that it insulted me as a Yankee fan.
Mm.
And I don't mean this, but you know how you say, Evan brought this about being irrational on Monday?
Yes.
Derek Jeter, you're dead to me.
Stop. No, he's not.
I can't have Derek Jeter picking the Orioles
for
the World Series.
There's no chance he's dead to you.
And I'll go once.
You're just upset with him
I'm very upset with him in the short term. Because why can't everybody else be a homer?
Do you think he actually believes that?
I do. Hmm. That's the problem with the answer is I think he was giving his really thought out serious answer. And I do think there's truth to it because as the Orioles stand right now, I don't believe currently constructed, the Orioles have a better chance to get to the World Series than the Yankees because of their starting rotation and their injuries and all that. The Orioles have real problems and real warts. But Jeter explained that the deadline and their farm system, why he believes they will.
Yeah, meanwhile, the Yankees should have swept them going into the break, but that's neither here nor there.
And the Yankees have their own problems. And so, I'm not telling Derek Jeter to get on the horse of the Yankees, but when you are Mr. Yankee and you're on a clown show, pregame show, where everybody's hooting and hollering at being a homer, you can't be Mr. Analytically Oriole there. I have a problem with Jeter there.
Right. It's some, there's certain, I mean, pregame shows are hard because it's a balance between giving actual information, but I'd say 90% of it is just to be entertaining.
Yeah.
Nothing matters.
Entertain me, man. Like nothing, I don't need to hear about the Orioles farm system.
Nothing what you say matters in a pregame show because you're not going to be right. Right. Mm-hmm. You're just having fun. So if you're getting that point, you just have to make a joke about it. Say, obviously, it's the Yankees. And, I know the Orioles have a better blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And they'll probably beat them. But you know what? It's the Yankees.
Yes. Perfect.
That's how you do it.
That's how Strahan does it on the Fox pregame show with Giant Games.
You got to be a homer.
Exactly.
You have to be.
But at least Jeter gave his honest opinion, unlike what we heard in that clip from Al from Miami.
No, I think that was A-Rod's honest opinion.
No. He's pandering so that the Yankees retire his number.
No, he's not.
I mean, this is classic Al from Miami.
No, Alex loves baseball, he's studies pandering. The game of baseball, and he knows.
Oh, really?
By the way, he caveated it, and he's correct, that this is based on Brian Cashman doing something pretty significant at the trade deadline.
Well, that'll be a first.
And I think if he's right, but at least he qualifies it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Alex is Mr. Yankee as far as I'm concerned now. I love A-Rod. I can't get enough. And he gets it. He gets the
He doesn't have an agenda. Okay.
And Jeter misses the
He does have an agenda. It's to pander to the Yankees, and it's to be entertaining to the Yankee fan.
And that's the point of that pregame show.
Which is what you should do.
Yes.
No, but his agenda is to get his number retired. No. He's kissing the Yankees' ass.
Tommy, you don't understand this because you haven't had enough playoff seasons in your
life. Oh, here we go. Great.
Do you know how insulting it is to the Yankee fan to have David Ortiz laughing it up with Gunnar Henderson and making fun of the Yankees, and then the guy who's Mr. Yankee
supposed to defend everybody
goes, I think the Orioles, because of all their that's insulting. Derek Jeter tried to do the right thing and be a fair and balanced analyst, but
nobody wants to hear a fair and balanced analyst. That's what it comes down to.
You're our guy there. You insulted us, Yankee fans. Derek Jeter insulted the Yankee fan.
I think it's better that he gives his honest opinion and he's not pandering, and like I said, where A-Rod has a personal agenda.
Boy, pandering, honest opinion. Sounds a lot like the future of WFAN with Tommy Lugauer. Never give an honest opinion. Dwight in Asbury Park. What's up, Dwight?
Oh, yeah. Talking about your basketball movies. What about Glory Road, the true story of Texas Western?
Good movie.
I don't know if I've seen that one.
The problem is, it's a great movie. It's a very serious movie. I like my movies wacky, the sports movies. The wackier, the better. Right?
I would think so.
Yeah, that's why Semi-Pro was on the list for me. Gerard in Old Bridge. Gerard, what's up?
Hey, guys. I can't believe you think Hoosiers is a bad movie. For so many, three reasons.
Gerard,
hold on, it's just a boring
movie.
Just hold on. One, if a film student studies it, forget the concept. It was before its time with the action shots and the cut shots and sort of like the first-person point of view. So you have that. Number two, it's a feel-good story, but it still wasn't like a cheesy basketball movie where a dog's shooting. It's a true basketball movie.
Right.
If you want to say what's a cheeky basketball movie, Chan Can Dunk is a good one that came out recently. You know, and it involves Instagram. It involves all the cheesiness. The kids like it. But
I have never heard of that movie. Yeah. I have to look up if that's even real.
Right. I don't know that one.
Just full disclosure.
Right.
Jeremy in Norwalk. Jeremy, what's up?
Hey, Sean. I just got to call you out for the Cinco to 502. Complete dumpster fire.
What a race today.
Dumpster fire. So, number one, you mentioned Star Wars. I can absolutely hypothesize in the future interstellar travel, lightsabers, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, Jeremy, you don't want to go down this road. Tiki will undress you. Yeah. You don't want to go down this road.
A dog being able to shoot a basketball, Sean, is ridiculous.
Are you a dog owner, Jeremy?
And then, I am. I've been a dog owner my whole life.
Okay. Have you ever played fetch with your dog?
My dog actually doesn't play fetch, but I realize that fetch is definitely a thing.
Okay, so I've seen my dog basically catch ball. He can play the outfield. So the idea that now
does he catch it with his paws?
No, but you don't know the way that science is going. You didn't know that you were once going to be able to pay for groceries with your phone, right?
Apples and oranges, my friend. Apples and oranges.
I disagree.
But hold on, that's not my only point.
All right.
The other thing is this. You can't make that list without putting Hoosiers on it. You're being a hipster, right? Like,
a hipster?
Hoosiers is great. Yes, you're being a hipster. Basically, you're saying it's so popular that I'm not going to pick it because it's obvious.
No.
And that's what hipsters do. They say, oh, I was a fan of this before anybody was.
Jeremy, you know what? Jeremy, yeah. I promise you, I only wear winter beanies in the winter, and I cannot play hacky sack. You're talking to the furthest thing from a hipster. I just don't like the movie. What do you want me to tell you? I don't like the movie. It's Sean Cinco Day 5 on. It's brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's.
By the way, we'll never have interstellar travel.
The speed of light. Tell them.
Yes. Nothing with masks and move at the speed of light.
Sean, I'm not with you on most of those movies, but I'm with you on Hoosiers. It's boring. I couldn't even get through it. That's how bad it was. It's just not good.
Hoosiers, you mean?
Yeah, Hoosiers. It's boring. I literally stopped it.
It drags on a little bit. It really does.
Gone with the Wind.
It's a good movie, but it drags on.
It drags. And this is not sports related. You can tell it's a generational thing. Can we all agree you get to Christmas time? How many of us still like watching It's a Wonderful Life?
I don't anymore.
I think that's bad, too.
Boring and bad, right?
I don't anymore.
But our parents...
That's like the best movie maybe ever.
Connor.
Maybe the best movie of all time.
Connor, you're probably right. You're probably right. It's just hard to watch.
Now, if you got sick of it, it's one thing.
Yeah, I think that's more of what it is. Because it's not what you want to watch on Christmas.
I would rather watch Elf and Christmas Vacation.
I agree with
Sean. And that's kind of like the nature of my list. I'm sorry. Hoosiers bores me like It's a Wonderful Life bores me at Christmas time.
Yeah. But The Natural is still a great movie.
Stop it.
I've never seen The Natural, by the way.
You need to watch it. And give me an
odds
an
him and his wife make it to The Natural tonight.
IFO. Independent Film Evaluation.
I will watch.
That's
I think you're right.
Be an IFO.
I will watch it tonight, and I'll let you guys know the review. Yeah. By the way, the fact that Air Bud or Air Buds is not realistic, that's not the reason it shouldn't be on the list. It's just
a
stupid movie. It's just not good. It shouldn't be above the Rim. It shouldn't be above He Got Game, White Man Can't Jump.
I know that this has been a wacky day, but I cannot stress this enough. I have said to any movie that somebody's brought up that I have not seen, what have I said? Hey, I have not seen it, to be fair. If you have not seen Air Bud, just like the pizza debate earlier, if you have not been to Chuck E. Cheese in the last 3 years and had their new revolutionary
but
pizza,
the problem with this,
you withhold your opinion.
Okay, but here's the problem, Sean. Air Bud is a kid's movie. Okay. Adults sitting here are not going to go watch Air Bud unless they happen to want to watch it with their son or daughter. It's a kid's movie.
But, okay, Toy Story is a kid's movie. Is that not a great movie?
I would not watch Toy Story without my kids.
Toy Story 5 is due to come out next year. You won't watch that?
I would not watch Toy Story. Oh, wow. I love the Minions, and I love, you know, what's the original?
Despicable Me?
Despicable Me. I wanted to see Despicable Me 4. I would not go watch it until my kids wanted to go watch it.
Really?
I will not go watch a kids movie without my kids.
I'll be barreling over people for the new Moana in November. I'm telling you right now.
Toy Story is the top 25 movie of all time, in my opinion.
I will not watch it without my kids.
888-808-1019. Shane in Glen Cove. Shane, what's up?
Hello?
What's up, Shane?
Steve from Glen Cove.
What's up?
Oh, Steve from Glen Cove.
Steve. What's up, Steve?
Yeah.
Hey, I just have three quick questions for Tiki.
Go.
And then I'm just going to hang up and listen.
Go ahead.
Number one, from last night, why wouldn't Joe Shane want, you know, in the conversations with Barkley's...
Agent, Ed Berry.
Agent, right. Why wouldn't he want, like, the assistant GM or anybody else to listen in on them? Number two, why would one of the offensive linemen that they wanted to sign only want 2 years? And, Tiki, just one thing for coming up this February, when you do, like, I love the Black History Month thing.
Right.
But you got to mention guys like Cool Papa Bell or Josh Gibson.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know. Judy Johnson or Satchel Paige. And, you know, that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, no, thanks, appreciate you. So right. I think he's talking about a thing we did on Odyssey where we talked during Black History Month about I did probably 6 or 7 of these reads regarding athletes who did great things around New York.
Yeah.
And so you're right. We will get on that next year if we do a Black History Month, a spotlight on some of the great African-American players or black players. I think that's what we tend to now, we will include those guys because they are hugely important. As far as why Joe Shane wouldn't have Brian or Brandon on the call with him, I think because it didn't matter. I think Joe Shane knew what he was going to say. Brandon didn't need to listen in on it, right? Because they
already had their
you already know what the conversation is going to be. There's no benefit for doing that. And I forget the lineman who wanted 2 years, but I would suspect it's because he wants to get paid again. So.
Oh, right, that they said, oh, really, he wouldn't want a longer deal.
Yeah, he didn't want three. I forget which one it was.
Yeah.
But it's probably because he wants to get paid again for his last deal. So this is his...
Was that a Luminor, actually? Because I don't think
it was a Luminor.
Okay.
But whoever it was is likely a free agent, didn't have a super stellar 2023. So he wants to do a deal with some security, but he also wants to be able to get out and get a long-term deal again before his career ends.
Right.
That would be my guess.
Let's go to George in New Providence, New Jersey. George, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, George?
Hey, not only do I disagree with the basketball list, but you are completely wrong on The Natural. It is the best baseball movie of all time. And not only did he hit the home run at the end, but he did it. He didn't hit it with his own bat. He broke the bat and hit it with the new bat that the kid from the dugout gave him.
Right.
Best baseball movie of all time.
You just made my point. You made my point, George. I didn't even remember the scene fully. That's all. It feels great.
It does.
Nothing but pure human strength.
Exactly.
Smashes it off the lights.
I don't know how you don't feel emotional about that.
Emotional?
Yes.
Look, I've cried at a lot of
And part of it is the score.
You don't want to see me during the
Double Wear. Part of it is the score, the music in the movie, but it's also the acting. Robert Redford is so good.
Robert Redford is the only reason the movie's watchable.
That's not true.
Dude, that some of the actions, he's terrible. Terrible.
The action?
And the idea that he was this prize baseball prospect, and then suddenly he reemerges and nobody goes, oh yeah, I remember that guy from the farm system 20 years ago.
16 years ago.
I think he was that special, he should be remembered. He wasn't special
because he didn't make it.
They didn't have Baseball America's top 100 prospects in 1910.
Believe me, some of those same scouts were traveling locomotives. They remembered.
He didn't make it. He was going to the tryout, and he got shot by a deranged woman.
People are, this is a big one tonight. Imagine we just find out tomorrow, wow, Natural really downloaded big time on that Thursday All-Star Week. Eric in Putnam Valley. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. One, just chime in on the basketball movies. Missed a big one, Glory Road, story. Yeah. Don
Somebody
Haskins
just called on that. Very good movie.
Texas Mighty Miners, yeah. I thought that was a big one.
Eric, I think it's a great movie, and as I've prefaced this, this kind of just gives you... I'm into more goofy. Like, that's, to me...
Yeah, you don't want the serious movies.
Yeah. Like, very serious movies don't mean they're not great. But for me, I don't rank them. Because I also think it's almost unfair. I can't put Glory Road on a list with Will Ferrell and Semi-Pro. Like,
yeah.
It's not the same. You're talking about apples and oranges.
Yeah, it just depends on your personal preference.
By the way, because we've been all over the place here, you said something earlier. I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. Did you put Air Bud or Buds in the same category as Star Wars? Please tell me you didn't do that.
No. What I said was, Tiki said, you can't believe the premise of Air Bud. I said, well, you like Star Wars. That's not a believable premise.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify.
That's all.
Just wanted to clarify.
My point is, don't tell me something's not believable and then like something that's not believable. That's all.
Fair enough.
Yeah, but...
Never saw a Star Wars movie.
I love when Tiki sighs because, like, I think he has me. I could argue this, but it's really not even worth it. That's really exactly not what I just read from Tiki.
It's fantasy. It's different.
I know.
It's science fiction.
So is a dog dunking.
It is not.
That is sci-fi.
Because dogs exist and they play with, like,
balls.
Balls.
Is a dog to say dogs play with balls? Go ahead.
Exactly. And there's in no reality... Is a dog going to learn how to shoot? And maybe a trick, you could teach a dog to do it, but
I'll tell you
it's
right
just
now.
Not happening like that.
If Air Bud was more the dog ended up playing in the Knicks, Lou Gehrig would have it number one. And we wouldn't be holding. He knows, too. He knows.
You'd be a dog like Air Bud.
Joe in Middletown.
Dog!
Joe, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Sean, I got to tell you, I like it, and I think you know a lot about sports, but The Natural is one of the best baseball movies of all time.
Joe, can I ask you something before you continue? With all due respect, how old are you?
71.
There you go.
There you go.
It's not insulting. Right.
You need to realize that movies existed before.
You're probably
1990. You know what I mean?
Well, Joe, let me ask you something, and it's with all due respect. Do you think we are in a better time of television screens, 75 inches and stuff, than during, you know, you growing up?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's all I'm saying is like, that's why younger people don't really love The Natural. It doesn't play today.
Okay. And then you left over a real good basketball movie, One-on-One. I don't know if you ever saw it or heard of it.
Never heard of it?
One-on-One.
Bobby Benson, Jeanette O'Toole.
I don't know either of those actors. Yeah, thanks for the call.
That's
Joe.
A good one. I mean,
One-on-One?
I never heard of that one.
How could you forget Bobby Benson?
How could you forget Robert Redford?
I didn't forget Robert Redford.
Exactly.
I saw the movie during the pandemic.
And you remember it.
It stunk.
It didn't stink.
It stunk.
You remember it.
I'm sorry. It was the worst thing I watched during the pandemic, and I saw a lot of bad TV, including Joey from Friends playing third base with a gorilla on a baseball team. Huh. That was the other movie I saw.
Brewster's Millions?
I liked Brewster's Millions.
Just making sure.
Am I allowed now?
I'm just making sure.
All right. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac. Coming up next on SNY. Thank you, SNY.